Hello and welcome to Librarians and Leviathans. Tonight, Librarians and Leviathans proudly present The Vampire Next Door, a small game by Catchy Press, starring Juliet as Pippa, Jeff as Mikey, Simon as Giles, and me, Shim, as the GM. It's the 1980s, school's out for summer, and you've headed out of town to stay with your grandparents in the idyllic Yorkshire village of Wimton-on-Tee. Your summer plans include exploring the countryside and, most importantly, enjoying Grampy's famous chocolate chip cookies. Except, you're pretty sure that Vladimir Alucard, Grommy and Grampy's new neighbour, is an evil, blood-sucking vampire. And none of the adults will believe you. Okay, so today I propose to inflict upon you, that's not fair, it's this. The Vampire Next Door.
Oh boy! Oh, that's amazing! Okay.
Stop sharing.
A flashback to the 80s and that amount, to be fair. But, you
know. Yeah, specifically. It is the 80s. You are three kids of about 10-ish. In fact, I can read you the blurb. How about this?
All right.
Go for it.
It's the, we will say, late 1980s. School's out for summer, and just like every summer before this one, you're headed out of town to stay with your grandparents in the tiny village of Wimton-on-Tee, snuggled in a tiny corner of the Yorkshire Dales. You were looking forward to six glorious weeks of horse riding, foraging, wading in the pond, and enjoying freshly baked cookies with full cream golden milk for supper. Except, you're pretty sure that Grommy and Grampy's new neighbour, Mr. Alucard, is a vampire. In fact, on the first night of your stay, you watched in horror as he climbed out of his upper floor window and down the wall like a lizard. The next morning, George Barnsby was found apparently attacked by a wild animal and rushed to hospital. According to a whispered conversation you overheard from Grommy and Grampy, an animal nearby attacked a farm's livestock not long ago, and people are starting to worry that whatever it is, some kind of large cat or something, has moved from animals to people. The problem is that no one believes you when you tell them the obvious truth, because you are three small children. They say, yeah, Mr. Alucard does dress a little strangely with the frilly shirts and the dramatic floor-length jackets, and he does tend to wear a big floppy hat during the day and is only usually seen in daylight hours if it's particularly overcast. But kids just have too much imagination. He's just foreign. After all, there's no such thing as monsters. So your job is to collect the evidence you need to persuade the adults of the truth. Setting some genre kind of expectations. That specifically is the objective of the game. This is not Buffy the Vampire Slayer. This is a you collect the evidence and present it to the adults and then they sort it out game. This is not heroic 10-year-olds slay vampire. So that's the sort of parameters we're working on.
Before we get ourselves killed.
Before you get ourselves killed. Well, so there's no mechanics for getting killed. You can't. You can get caught and get in trouble for things, which is the bad kind of, you know, that's the bad result. You have to, you lose a day, essentially. But it's that level of stuff. You know, you can get in trouble. You might be sent to bed without supper, et cetera, et cetera. And yes, it would be truly terrifying to be cornered by Vladimir Alucard in whatever unspeakable den he has.
but he's not actually going to eat you. Game mechanically, at least.
Oh, good.
So, you need to put together your kids. You to do tasks, you roll there's four stats, and you're going to assign those dice to each of those four stats. When you roll something, difficulty goes 4, 6, 8. If you've got an advantage in your roll, you roll twice and pick the higher number. If you're at a disadvantage, roll twice and pick the lower number. You'll be familiar with this idea. You're trying to roll equal or over the number you're looking for. That's basically it. You have four stats and a special skill. There is a session pushing your luck mechanic. You just roll again, and things either get better or worse. All of you are Grommy and Grampy's grandchildren. Whether or not you're actually related at all is not really an issue. That is the relationship you have. You have a very good relationship with them. They spoil you rotten. And they will basically leave you to run wild in Wimbledon-on-Tee. Confident that you'll return home safe and probably thoroughly mucky. Your four stats, creativity. See if you're writing something.
Mm-hmm.
Physicality. Luckiness.
Mm-hmm.
And sociability. Assign one die to each of those. Bigger the dice, the more likely you are to succeed at stuff. And you also have one of the following as your special interest: learning and researching, sports and exercise, making friends, building things, nature and survival, or solving puzzles. I will share my screen again so you can see those. I should have just done that in the first place. There you go. So you each need to pick one of those, and ideally you should all have different ones.
Oops. Right, I'm going high in sociability,
mm-hmm.
and low in luck. Intermediate amount of physicality and creativity.
Okay. And for what it's worth, your special skill always lets you roll twice.
Okay.
That's what that does. On no matter what stat it's on, if that's the type of thing you're doing, you roll twice.
Okay, I'm bagging building things as my skill.
All right. I'll take solving puzzles.
I'm already quite sociable, so making friends seems to be overriding the pudding, doesn't it?
I would go for something.
Maybe nature and survival.
Okay. And finally, stop sharing. And I should write down somewhere, but I don't have a pen. Okay, I'll try and remember. What are your names?
I think I'm going with Pippa. I shall put my name on my...
Yes, please do.
Because otherwise I'm going to forget.
So I'm Mike Yates. Mikey? I'm from America.
Mm.
Oh, that's later.
You're the American cousin.
Yeah, because otherwise it's going to sound very weird when I don't know 80s British references.
That's fine.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know my name yet.
That's all right.
I don't know my dice distribution either.
I can also say you will, in terms of equipment, you've always got the kind of things kids have in these genres. You can scrounge things you could reasonably scrounge. And you have access to the following, which you can either you own or you can borrow.
That's quite amazing. That it's running on Windows 95 in 89.
It's running on Windows 3.1. There you go. Congratulations on the downgrade.
Oh.
It's also, of course, a film camera. Maybe a Polaroid.
I think that Pip might have the Sony Ericsson.
Yeah, it was written to be in the 2000s. Since we said 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you don't need to know where they are right now. It's only once you start doing things. How are you getting on, Simon?
I have assigned my dice.
Mm-hmm.
D12 in creativity, D10 in physicality, D8 in luckiness, and D6 in sociability.
Mm-hmm.
And my skill is building things.
Yep.
And my name is Giles.
Giles, Mikey, and Pippa. Have a quick think about what they're like, or you know how to role play. I'm going to assume you can do this kind of stuff. And yeah, your objectives are collect evidence that Mr. Alucard is a vampire, cycle around the village ridiculously fast on bikes, eat scones, find interesting dogs to pet, generally solve problems and get into mischief.
Excellent.
So
I feel my first task is to build a headquarters.
Okay, so I'm going to say we are starting things off the morning after. So you've just finished breakfast, where Grubby and Grumpy informed you of George Barnsby having been taken to hospital. They have moved on to important grown-up matters and are not particularly interested in your vampire theory. And you are now by yourselves in some part of the house, the bedroom, deciding what you're going to do about all this.
Are they... is it detached houses or is it a connected house?
Detached houses.
Any overhanging trees next door?
Sure. That seems like the sort of thing there would be in the tiny village of Wimbledon-on-Tee.
I mean, seems to me that we need to spy out the land and shimmy up a tree and sort of see if we can peer through to Mr. Alucard's house and see what's going on. I'm sure we must be able to find some binoculars and pretend we're bird watching.
That's a good thought. I should have mentioned also the three places in the village, in the actual village itself, obviously there's whatever outside the village, the co-op, it's a little newsagent, the village church, and the Hound and Thicket, which are, you know, what you would expect, and it's otherwise your sort of classic picture-perfect postcard village with, you know, lots of flowers and quaint cottages and very friendly retired adults and a couple of farms nearby and not very much generally.
What was the pub called?
The Hound and Thicket. Okay. And there's the church. You're actually next to the church. You're the last cottage in the row.
Well, that's good. We can get supplies if he is a vampire, so we can protect ourselves.
I think
so.
Staking out the building seems to be a first move. Because if he's got all the windows wide open and the curtains drawn, then we might have to have a rethink.
Mm-hmm. So, plan is obtain binoculars, climb tree, or some combination of the two.
Yeah, and find some rock, as in some sweet sticky souvenir rock for supplies while we're up the tree.
Okay, which of these things would you like to do first?
I suspect binoculars first.
Okay, so what is the plan to find binoculars?
Have a rummage around the study. Grumps and...
Can't we just ask the grandparents?
Yeah, that's entirely reasonable. You can ask them.
I'm going to go off and ask Gramps if he's got a pair of binoculars that we can use to look at birds.
Look at birds?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, takes me back. I used to look at birds a lot. I used to lie out in the fields. Wonder if I've still got those binoculars. Well, let me have a look. I'm sure he had them somewhere in the attic. Be a deer and pop up there and see if you can find them for me, would you? My back's not what it was.
Okay, right. I scurry off to go to the attic. How do I get to the attic?
You will need to, excitingly, go up the special attic ladder, which...
it's going to require physicality, I suspect.
Well, Grampy will pull the ladder down for you because you're not actually tall enough to lower it. But I think to determine how long it will take you to find the binoculars without getting distracted by other things, I am probably going to call for either creativity or luckiness.
Well, if I get to choose, I'm going to use my creativity because I've got D12 on that.
Please, may I have a cup of tea?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm just doing my dice roll. Could you go and ask Mama?
Okay.
Thank you.
But she'll say no! Mamas are always the tough ones.
Well, that's the chance you have to take because I'm busy. Right. I've got a nine.
Yeah. You're on task. You look around at the debris sprawled. Obviously, you're quite familiar with this stuff. You've looked through it many times, searching for a venture. You think, you know, where would a pair of binoculars be? And you go ferreting about in a box of old hiking boots, and at the bottom of it, you find a slightly battered leather case containing a only slightly rusty pair of binoculars.
Excellent. I rush down to Pippa.
Who's raided the kitchen cupboard by the stage for whatever sweet treats she can find.
Pippa! Don't spoil your lunch.
I'm always hungry.
Growing girl. Well, just you watch it. Make sure you clean your teeth after.
Will do. Right, let's go.
Just gonna rename myself Simon Stroke Giles.
Simon Giles. Okay. So Giles has binoculars, Pippa has some rock and
not the useful things.
Yeah. And now what? It is.
I fear we might need some ginger beer as well.
There is definitely ginger beer.
I'll swap that as well. Let's head out to the back garden and shimmy up whichever tree we can get a good length out across to the neighbours.
There's a reasonable sized tree sort of near the fence, which extends quite a long way out. Some of the branches, they're too thin for you, unfortunately, but some of the branches do actually tickle the roof of the Mr. Alucard's cottage. I'm sure there's one or two that would get you close enough to get a decent look. So you've got binoculars, traditionally used for looking at things from a long way away. What is your plan to combine these?
Well, first of all, we're going to go up as close as we can, but obviously it kind of depends on our angle, because whichever rooms we're near,
mm-hmm.
we might be able to see without the binoculars, but then rooms at the other end of the house, we might need the binoculars.
Yeah.
So it's a question of deploying angles and branches and people to try and sort of see as much as possible.
Okay, so the plan is up the tree with binoculars.
Yes.
Okay. Right, you have a tree. It is a sort of tree that can be climbed. It's too long since I've climbed trees. I can't remember which one that is. Chestnut, maybe? Something like that.
Apples are very good.
Apple tree. Big apple tree. Really big, old, lichen-covered apple tree. There you go. It's the wrong time of year for it to be full of sumptuous apples, but you can look forward to that. And you know that Grummy and Grumpy are currently occupied with various adult-related tasks. So you can scramble up the tree. Now, climbing the tree does not require a roll because it's the kind of thing kids do. Clambering out onto a branch to try and get a good view while balancing does require a roll. It requires coordination and nerve. So anyone who want, there are enough different branches that all of you can try this. You know, you're not all climbing on one branch and breaking it. So any of you who want can separately.
Nature and survivability, which sounds like a relevant thing at this point in time.
It does. What you're really looking for here is, can you get can you find a suitable branch, clamber along it, not lose your nerve, and not fall off and make a noise? It's mm-hmm. basically what you're going for here. Go ahead and roll me physicality, and if you have an appropriate special skill or other reason why you think you should get advantage, let me know.
All right, so advantage is basically I roll that twice and take the best.
Yeah.
In which case I'll go with the 8 then.
Excellent. Yeah. Anyone else?
I want to go up there too. I want to see. So what am I rolling? I roll my physicality die.
Yeah.
I roll a 1.
Ooh. Now, you can push your luck and roll again once per session. But it is once per session. This is the first roll of the game. So,
I think it's funnier if I just am like, I want to see, and then I just kind of fall out of the tree.
you clamber out confidently, and then you put your hand on what you realize with horror is one of last year's apples.
Ah!
It's disgusting. Lose your balance, you slip back down and into the thick bushes at the base of the tree, and you're sufficiently repulsed that for now you don't feel like joining in with that.
All right. Giles. I just quietly sulk.
You can keep watch.
I'll do that.
I throw a stick of rock down to
I'm going to try and climb right up to the top of the tree as high as I can.
Okay. Is there a particular reason for that, or you just want to?
Just want to.
Okay. That's going to be slightly more difficult. I am looking for a 6.
Okay. And I've got a 1 as well. So I join Mikey at the bottom of the tree in a heap.
You get, I mean, you do get quite a long way, and then you sort of getting, you know, that thing where you realize you sort of got stuck and there's not really any good way to proceed, but also it's no obvious way to get down, and you end up sort of struggling and slightly falling a little bit down to the base of the tree. And you're a bit, you know, achy and covered in lichen, and you've already torn your shirt, and it's only 10 o'clock in the morning. But you got really quite a long way up. That was, you know, satisfying. Your clothes are all lichen-y now, but I'm sure that's fine. Pippa, you are up a tree.
Excellent. And hopefully I'm the one with the binoculars.
Giles had the binoculars. Probably. As I said at the start, you do need to keep track of who has which items.
Yeah, I think Giles has
the binoculars. But I will allow you to pass or throw the binoculars up to Pippa.
I think I gave Pippa the binoculars. I think I raced down and handed them over. That's what I thought I did.
Okay.
Right. So I'm going to very carefully make sure I'm secure, but as far out as possible, and have a good snoop across Mr. Alucard's house and try and look in all the windows and see as much detail as I can in different rooms.
Okay.
The curtains are open, being the first.
Well, so it is a, you know, it's still early, but it's a fairly bright day in summer. There's just a few small fluffy clouds around. The curtains are drawn tightly, and they are very neatly drawn, you would say. You really can't see even a crack between them. It's very
suspicious.
Yeah, and it's out of keeping with the usual habits of Wimbledon-on-Tea, where you would pull back the curtains and then have, you know, a nice slightly patterned lace curtain to screen out some of the sun, and maybe a vase of flowers.
Mm. Since I'm up here, I might as well have a snoop around and see what his garden's like as well.
Yeah. He's not been here that long. It's a fairly typical sort of garden. Maybe not, obviously not quite as well kept up as Grammy and Grumpy's. How naturey are you?
I have nature and survival as my specialist.
Excellent. Why don't you make me a? I think this might be another creativity.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Creative thinking.
8 again.
Yeah. You know, obviously the soil will be different, and the you know, the wind will be different, and all sorts of things. But it does seem like the plants in Mr. Alucard's garden are not nearly as lively, as vivacious, you might say. A little more withered.
Are any sort of strange plots that look like they might take, I don't know, a coffin shape? neatly dug.
It doesn't look like it.
Right, okay.
It doesn't look like there's been any major work done on the garden recently.
Okay. Right. Okay. Well, I don't think I'm going to gain anything else information-wise from up here, so I'm going to slightly more gracefully than some of the boys that slithered down the tree. And join them.
So.
Should we go to the house where this person was attacked? Or the place where this person was attacked?
Oh, yeah, we should. Mm. Yeah, riding a bike is way easier than climbing a tree, I think.
It's Yorkshire Dales. It depends which way up the hill it is.
Oh dear. Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, this village must be surrounded by hills. So
yes, you can absolutely.
go up the hills and use the binoculars from there.
You can.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's hills. There's some woody bits, but obviously you could climb a tree on the hills and look down. Climb a wall or fence or something. That would not be a problem at all. So what, you want to go to George Barnby's house?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we'll cycle over there.
Okay. Obviously you know where that is, because you know everyone in the village. It's sort of on the other side of the village. You pass, you know, a couple of people out doing some gardening and someone delivering the paper and so on. Morning. Cheery
morning.
Worker. Don't you ride too fast now.
I do a wheelie.
Well, you break your neck doing that. Oh, leave off, Mabel. Etc. Leave him alone. Where are you off to? Nice day for a ride.
Just going to the other side of the village.
All right. Well, I'll see you later then.
We're already gone.
Are you taking anything with you? And who has the binoculars?
I still have the binoculars.
Okay. Tell me if that changes. Are you taking any of the other items you have?
I think we should have the camera. There's no point in having a camera to collect evidence if we can't then collect evidence.
Yeah.
I've got a backpack with me.
Mm-hmm.
Snacks and ginger beer.
Very reasonable.
Binoculars. And probably some tissues, because I'm inevitably going to get dirty hands and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Walkie-talkies, phone?
Oh, yeah, we should take the walkie-talkies in case we have to scout it out.
No, I've got my Walkman, you know, because... Occasionally, you have to block boys out with some music.
Absolutely. Okay. You have these items. You reach George Barnsby's house. There's no one there at the moment. His dog is missing from the yard.
Uh-oh.
You'd guess it's gone with him to the hospital, or maybe one of the neighbours is looking after it.
I go knock on the neighbour's door.
There's a bit of a pause. Someone will come out. Is that the post? Oh, it's you, dear.
Hello. I was just wondering if you knew when Mr. Houghton was it?
Barnsby.
Like I said, Barnsby. When Mr. Barnsby's back, I heard he would we thought we'd come round and say hello.
Oh yes, poor man. Yes, he's had a bit of an accident. He's gone to the hospital in town.
Is he going to be back soon?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I'm sure he'll be all right.
Was it serious?
Well, he was talking.
Oh.
You know, that's always a good sign. Feeling very faint he was, and very, very pale, poor man. I think he had a funny turn.
I look significantly at Giles.
I nod.
Evidence gathered.
Anyway, I'm looking after Muggles until he's excellent. Back, of course. So,
do you want him taking walking?
Oh, would you, dear? That'd be lovely.
Excellent. Do you?
Only you've got all this knitting to do. You see, so.
When Mr. Barden got ill,
Well, the postman found him this morning, you see.
All right. So he must have taken ill in the night?
Seems like, yeah.
Oh.
Nasty business. But, okay. Yes, I mean, I only know what I heard from the postman, to be honest.
You didn't hear anything last night, then? I mean, you didn't fall because heavy.
No, I saw him being took out this morning by the paramedics. I said hello to him and asked if he needed anything. You know, I should go and see him in the hospital probably tomorrow. No, I don't really know what happened exactly.
All right. Well, we'll take the dog for a walk and make sure we bring it back later.
Oh, you do that. Yeah, you do that.
Thank you.
He's had his breakfast. He's moping, you know. So it'll be good for him to have a bit of a wander.
Excellent.
You have acquired one Muggles.
Yeah.
A dog.
Dog.
Nothing more can really be said of Muggles.
Apart from the fact that he might have sent it to who had attacked his master.
Oh,
possibly. But I mean, as far as dog goes, that is really the most certainty anyone can have.
Oh, we don't know what breed Muggles is. He's just a dog.
Probably not a breed, no.
Oh, fair enough.
No. Compact, you know, ball of dog.
I scratch you behind the ears.
Muggles licks you affectionately and starts sniffing around to see if you have anything to eat.
Yeah, I don't think about dog treats, but I ask the lady whether she's got anything we can take with to make sure he's well behaved.
Let me have a look. She will wander off and
wonder if she's got a key for next door. Whether if she hasn't got any dog treats, we can ask her and see.
I've not really got. I don't think you should give him bacon. It's a bit rich. But I mean, Mr. Barnes will have all sorts of things. I'm sure he wouldn't mind if he just popped in.
Is the door open?
Key will be under the flower pot usually.
Oh, excellent. Okay, well, we'll just go and grab some dog biscuits.
Seems like a good idea.
Excellent. Thank you very much. We'll
see you later.
Bye.
Mama wouldn't boil the kettle for me.
Yeah.
Sad. And all I wanted was to spill it on a clean white piece of paper and burn a candle so I could write a letter and then seal it with wax and it looks all old, like when you find a buried treasure map.
And like,
you should have kept some tea bags.
You understand any of that?
Yeah, we completely understood that, but you don't need it to be a hot cup of tea to be able to get it to do that.
Oh, no, we're going to leave it to cold.
No, but you don't need to have it hot in the first place. You just need water on your tea bag.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, just
soak a tea bag. It'll take a couple of minutes, but you don't need any hot water.
Right, okay.
I can do it.
Okay, have you got a tea bag then?
You're going to have one tea bag.
I have to move the step.
Okay.
Sadness.
Okay, off you go.
How do I know if it's black tea or not?
Look in the wooden box. You know the wooden box? Open the cupboard on the left-hand side at the bottom.
If I find any cookies, can I eat them?
Right, back again.
Authenticity is what we strive for. You slip next door and secure the key from under the flower pot.
And go inside and
door. You know, the key clicks, the door creaks. There's slightly. It's always been a very cheerful looking cottage until now, but somehow there's something a little bit.
Mm.
about it, and a very empty feeling.
We've got the dog with us, we'd be fine. We go in with the dog and... Well, Pippa's not going to be cowed. She's going to go in and find the dog biscuits, and then hopefully Muggles will follow.
You enter the cottage.
I've got Muggles.
You've got Muggles. Okay. The three of you enter the cottage. Are you closing the door or leaving it open?
Leaving it open.
The sunlight spills in through the door behind you, which naturally casts long shadows everywhere. The house is still. You're in the hallway. There's the kitchen is, you know, just in front. Sitting room off to one side. I assume you go to the kitchen. That would be the obvious place to find the pantry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's the pantry. You can rummage and quickly find some dog biscuits and small chewy toys and things.
Is there anything out of place, out of order? Is it clear where George collapsed?
Well, so the pantry is nothing wrong with the, nothing out of place in the pantry. In the kitchen, let's see. In the kitchen, you find there's a the broken pieces of a glass, or, you know, water tumbler sort of thing, which have been neatly put in a small cardboard box near the sink. And there's some slightly muddy footprints which lead to the stairs.
Okay. I'm going to follow the footprints.
Mm-hmm. You follow the footprints upstairs.
Got Muggles with me.
Muggles is obviously a little bit distressed.
Okay, I'll leave Muggles with Mikey then.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I'll take the dog.
The floorboards creak gently under your feet. You're very light. They shouldn't really creak, but they do. And the curtains are still drawn here. Not a lot of light comes through. Light is summer, so there is some.
Okay, have these footprints gone all the way up the stairs, or...?
They seem to. I mean, the muddiness sort of wears off on the carpet as you go up. But, I mean, there's not much up here. There's a bathroom and there's a bedroom. The bedroom door is open.
Okay, rather bravely, I look in.
Okay. There is a bed. The bedclothes have been thrown back. Yeah, I mean, from the look of it, there's a discarded pair of pajamas here. You would guess that this was maybe someone found Mr. Barnsby ill in bed. Maybe he'd fallen near the bed. You could have a bit more of a look around. Are you going to tell the others what you found?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Can I carry on looking back?
What are you doing?
Go ahead, Juliet.
To be fair, I would probably have been making a fuss of the dog at this point in time.
Reasonable. Entirely reasonable.
All right. Well, while Pippa's doing that, I have an idea. I'm going to go see if I can find one of the gentleman's shoes. And see if I can match it to the muddy footprint. Like, is it bigger or smaller or vampire-sized?
Yeah, the shoes you find are smaller than the footprint.
But it could be the postman. It could be the postman went upstairs.
Could have been.
Why would the postman have muddy footprints?
It's the Yorkshire Dales.
Yeah, but he's on the roads.
I repeat, it's the Yorkshire Dales.
It's a gear. Baddies.
I don't suppose there's any, you know, blood around.
On the shoes? Not that you can
anywhere
find.
Anyway, I mean, in the bedroom, I'm not seeing any blood.
Well, this seems like a good time for you to roll something relating to finding clues.
Well, that sounds like luckiness.
I think, yeah, luckiness is a good start.
Would this be helped by solving puzzles or no?
It would be helped by solving puzzles. Why don't you, Mikey, give me a roll on solving puzzles?
All right.
And Giles, give me your roll as well.
I rolled 12.
Excellent. Mikey, you start following these prints up, you know, as you're checking them against the various shoes you've gathered, and you find Giles is in the bedroom looking around. And you, well, first off, you spot, actually, Giles, you spot some sunlight glinting off a small shard of glass on the bedside table.
Ah, so the glass was broken here.
Looks like it.
Yep.
Are
the windows open?
You go and examine the window. Mm-hmm. The window is not open, but it is unlatched. It was a warm night. It seems likely that someone, if they were, for example, a vampire, could have pushed their way through the unlatched window to sneak into this room. And you stick your head out and start looking around to gauge the likelihood of that as Mikey comes in. Yeah, Mikey, you see, you know, someone's had a go at folding the pajamas, so it looks like someone helped him get changed into some other clothes before they took him to hospital. You have a bit of a look around the sheets. There are a couple of drops of blood, you notice, soaked into the sheet. But as you're shifting the bedclothes around, you also you lay your hand on what is maybe a handkerchief.
And does it have blood on it?
You examine it more carefully. It's not a hanky. It's like a it's a bit more like a table napkin sort of thing. It's sort of long and very soft. A very smooth and soft cloth.
It starts as snuggly.
Do you feel no about kind of, you know, yay young and do you feel like you are the sort of person who would have be interested in history?
Maybe a little.
You've probably seen
a cravat.
You've probably seen pictures of the founding fathers wearing these in history lessons.
Does Mr. Alucard wear these in his frilly outfits?
You have a cravat.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
You are confident George Barnsby has never worn a cravat. He would rather die.
I am so excited by my discovery, I just start talking gibberish. and then when Giles looks at me, I'm just like, it's a thing for your neck. It's one of those. Do you have those here? Vampire!
You have gathered your first piece of evidence.
Dun, dun, dun!
Ding.
Cool. Right. I was going to ask, are there any marks on the windowsill as if somebody's stood on it, came in that way?
They're all thatched cottages, and the thatch does seem a bit, you know, it gets a sort of patina over it with time. You know, bits of, you know, lichen and stuff in it, the colour of it changes. It does look like something has sort of pressed down on or scuffed some of the thatch in a sort of in a place that they might if they were standing or crawling on the roof.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so like someone's feet or hands or talons might have, you know, disarranged some of the thatch and scraped some of the, you know, dirt and stuff off it.
Right. Okay, brilliant. I think we should be excited about our discovery, and we should exit with the dog biscuits.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to be in a thatch cottage in the Yorkshire Dales, because those are rare. There's not many thatches around.
Should we photograph the cravat in situ? We've already moved it, of course.
I could put it back, and you could take a picture.
Yeah, let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you lay it out next to drops of blood. You know, you get nice.
Yeah.
You've got good light in here. You can pull the curtains back and get some good sunlight in here. And that you can get a nice picture.
Can I bring the dog upstairs now that I've calmed it down a bit by playing with it and see if it will have a sniff at this cravat thing? Okay, so it definitely knows the scent. Okay.
Or doesn't like it, at least.
Doesn't like it.
Okay, right. Let's take the cravat. We take the dog biscuits. We close the window.
Mm-hmm.
We leave the curtains open.
We leave the window as it was.
Yeah. You just push it to again.
Yeah. We leave things as they were. Right. Okay. Mm. And lock the front door and put the key back under the flower pot.
In fact, with that roll that Mikey made, you are able to essentially reconstruct the scene. So you're pretty sure what happened was, you know, there was an attack during the night. When Mr. Barnsby recovered or woke up, he either was trying to get a drink or was trying to get out of bed. And he's obviously fallen, you know, stood about the bed, fallen full length, and either knocked or dropped this glass, and you can see where the water's stained the carpet. You know, so that seems to be, you think, what happened, and either the noise or the lack of a response is probably what got the postman's attention.
This is just like Murder, She Wrote.
You lock up the Barnsby cottage and took the key back under the flower pot, and you have dog biscuits. Maybe take some. Yeah. Maybe take some next door so that she'll have some to give Muggles as well. What now?
We take the dog and hop back on our bikes, and then where should we go next? Should we go and see if we can...
What time is it?
It's not lunchtime yet.
Okay.
You've got time to do something else before lunch. You don't have to be back for lunch. But you'll be hungry.
I was thinking that maybe once it's lunchtime, that going to the pub and seeing if we can pick up some gossip. Hanging around the outside things with a bag of crisps would be a good way of finding out some extra information, but it's probably a bit early for that. But we could go.
There'll be some people. I mean, there'll be people out there with their dogs, for example. You know, you get the odd, you know, some walkers who are stopping off here before
No, because I wanted to find out where the animals, because obviously Mr. Barnsby is the latest in a series, and I was going to try and find out sort of locations of the other other attacks.
Yeah. There'll probably be someone, you know, either having a very early pint or having a early ploughman's or something.
Given the fact that this is a rural village and some way away from the nearest police station, do they mind youngsters coming in to buy crisps from the bar direct?
Definitely, yes. Very strict policy against children being in the bar. Yes, definitely.
I see.
And how are the grandchildren, Pippa?
Can we have 3 bags of crisps, please?
Wrong cocktail.
Have you got any Monster Munch?
Let's have a look.
Pickled onion flavour.
Oh, here we are. Yep, got some left. Here you go. 2 bags, was it?
And what do you want, Mikey?
I'll take one too if you've got one.
Got a few. Yeah, got half a dozen here.
I keep getting confused because you don't call them chips, because chips are something different.
Too early for chips.
Yes. Yeah. I know. So thank you.
We grab, and I say I'm just taking Muggles for a walk because Mr. Bonsty's been taken to hospital.
Give me a roll on social.
I've got a good chance, but I haven't just had an entire weekend of role playing where I've done, just about that. Okay. Really great rolls. So that'd be a 5 on a D12. Hey ho.
Well, yes, nasty business. Yeah, it's not a particularly difficult role, don't we? Yes, had a bit of an accident or something, and we had to get an ambulance out. Nothing for you to worry about. Don't worry. I'm sure I'll be back on his feet soon enough.
Oh well, we'll look after the dog in the meantime. We'll take lots of walks.
That's good of you. Yeah.
So
give him a bath.
Where's best to go? I mean, because I heard somebody say that there's been some attacks. And we don't want to go anywhere where Muggles might be in danger.
Oh, yes. But Wicket Farms had some trouble. They've had a few sheep being got at. I imagine if it's anything, it'll be a big dog. Probably some full townies have left a dog out here or something of that ilk. But I mean, I wouldn't worry about it.
We'll keep Muggles on his lead.
That's it. And I mean, it's a very different thing. You know, a dog to go chasing after some sheep or to, you know, bite somebody. That's very, very different. I shouldn't think you'd have any trouble.
I'm just worrying about poor Muggles getting bitten more than.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, that's. That's good of you. I mean, from what I've heard, it's a sort of overnight thing. But, ooh, nice catch sheet. You know, I mean, I suppose this animal or whatever it is has been, wandering around at night. But, well, give me another. Any of you can help if you think you have some useful, relevant skill to entice more information out of this landlord.
We're talking to the landlord, are we? Okay.
Yeah.
He's leaning on the counter, polishing a glass.
My social is very low, so I can't think of anything. I'm baffled that Pippa talks to people like this.
Pippa's not doing any extra on her sociability the second time around. It has to be said. She finds the landlord slightly smelly because
he is a bit smelly.
Smoke and stuff like that. So actually, I think she's possibly had enough. And
I'm gonna ask him if he's got any new beer mats. Because I'm collecting beer mats.
Ooh, I think
any exciting ones.
Some black label come in. Let me have a look. Yeah, brings out a little spread of beer mats. Here you go. Now, I think you already got that one last time, but these ones are new.
Oh, excellent.
Beer collection, is it?
Oh, yes. And it's always good to have swaps as well.
Mm.
A few extra for swaps.
Yeah, well, when you go back home, you can bet they don't have the likes of these in... where is it? Where's home, lad?
Just down the road in Northallerton.
Northallerton. No, they won't. They probably don't have the likes of these there. Very busy place.
Oh, Sheffield. Sheffield. I'm from Sheffield.
Sheffield. Went there once. Didn't like it. Very busy, you know. Very busy. It's like that by London. I nearly went there once. My cousin's wedding, but I couldn't face it. But, no, well, between you and me, now that she's cleared off, I did hear, well, I mean, it's all fool's talk, obviously, but some of the excitable folks are talking about, you know, the Beast of Wimpton on Tee, you know, one of these big cat sort of things.
Oh, wow.
So I don't think there's anything like that around here. But, you know, that's what they're putting it down to. I mean, there's no zoos around here that someone could escape from. But just a big dog, that's what it'd be. You mark my words.
Okay, well, we'll keep our eyes open for it.
Mm. You do that.
All right, thank you very much for the beer, Matt.
Quite welcome. Have a lovely day now. Come back when you're 18.
Yeah. Head out.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we want to go next? The farm?
Wicket Farm.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Excellent.
I feel this is a good bike ride away.
It is. It's going to be a bit uphill, so it's probably a good 10 minutes.
Crikey.
Yeah.
It's quite a ways.
Yeah. But you've got provisions for the journey, so you'll probably be all right.
I haven't got a dog, so it's fine.
Yeah.
So
we can. You head out to the pub. Some of those fluffy clouds have crept over the sun. And you see the elegant figure of Mr. Alucard strolling down the street. It's called the street. There's only one.
I hide behind Giles.
Daylight?
It's very overcast now. It's got a big hat.
Oh, I see.
It's what he's going. You have seen him out in daylight before. But he, you know, tends not to. He says he tans easily, you see. He burns easily.
Right.
I'm going to hide behind the wall.
It's his Irish heritage. That's what it says. Burn very easily.
Okay. Is there somewhere we can hide?
Yeah, of course. There is a dry stone wall you can hide behind.
Okay. Let's hold on. We've got bicycles and everything now.
You can pop them behind the dry stone wall.
Oh, okay. We've got binoculars so we can watch him.
Yeah, you can peer through gaps in the wall. They're good for that.
We dodge through a gate and behind a dark, dry stone wall, and somebody keeps Muggles quiet.
And we
watch as best we can from behind the dry stone wall.
Yeah, he strolls around giving polite greetings to various people. Good morning, Florence. How are you today? Delighted. You're looking very alive.
Very lively, yes. So nice to see you looking so well. Yes, it was terrible about poor Mr. Barnsby, wasn't it? Very sad. I shall be sure to pay him a visit when he returns from hospital. Oh, yes. You will be all right. Yes, yes. There is no one at home, I think, to look after you. Well, do be careful. You know, people living alone, even someone as fit as yourself, could have a nasty accident like Mr. Barnsby. Yes. I will see you later, Florence. Yes,
Florence. Okay. I'll
be delighted. Twitches his cloak slightly and adjusts his hat and continues strolling.
I fear that Florence is in danger.
Surely yeah. Not.
Does Mr. Ellegaard have muddy shoes?
He doesn't appear to. He has very well-polished leather Italian shoes.
Right.
They're also quite thin. You think the postman theory is probably where it's at.
Yeah. Okay. Which would make sense, because if Mr. Alucard's gone through the window, then he's going to come upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. That makes more sense. Right. So, I suggest we follow from a distance and see if we can tag him for a while.
Okay. You begin to follow Mr. Alucard. At this point, I'm going to have to call it for tonight because I need to go and collect my wife from the station.
Yeah.
But I feel like we've made good progress on this.
Oh, yes.
Are you enjoying yourselves?
Oh, yes. Yeah. This is fun.
Excellent. Yeah. Good. I've done this once before, but we tried to do it all in one session, so we've kind of rushed it. And I think this is not something you want to tease this out. Enjoy the genre of it. So I'm having great fun. Also, I get to be evil vampire, just blatantly evil vampire. It's great. So same time 2 weeks.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Excellent.
Okay. Have a lovely fortnight.
Thanks for listening to part one of this thrilling adventure. Tune in next time for part two, in which the adventure will conclude. The Vampire Next Door is available from catchypress.itch.com. That's catchypress.itch.com. You can find us, if you wish to for some reason, at librarians-and-leviathans.blogspot.com. Yes, hyphens, I was on the internet when that was still a thing. The theme music is, as always, Vultava from Mavlast by Smetana. The episode theme is Simple Music to Frighten Small Children by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Thanks for listening. Hope to see you again. Cheers.